Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Eskom under Derrida apparently spent 500 million on a 3-month security deal. Eskom allegedly paid the Fidelity Service Group a staggering 500 million rand over a 3-month period to supply security and intelligence gathering services at the utilities infrastructure across the country. That was at the behest, apparently, of former CEO Andre de Reiter and the head of security, Karen Pillay. So we wanted to understand a little bit more about this. Calvin Rafaidi, we've spoken to him before. He's a forensic investigator at BizTracers. Kelvin, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Morning, how are you? I'm good, and you? And morning to your listeners.
I'm good, thank you. I kind of get it, because here we have a situation where we know that hundreds of millions of rands are being spent on corruption. Maybe he's not being taken seriously, Derrida. But still, 500 million rand is not, it's not chicken feed. This is a lot of money.
Yes, yes, indeed. It is a lot of money. And remember now, this one comes from us, the taxpayers. So basically what happened is the very same report that was compiled, the so-called intelligent report, it has now led or driven this particular investigation by the head of security, which is Karen Pillay, so that she now got a company, a fidelity card, and then apparently it was handed to further, you know, analyze and do this investigation in a period of 3 months, whereby they've now, it has cost them 500 million. And the purpose of this was to clarify and get clarity on some of the intelligence report, and also put extra guards, which was 400 guards, to guard the power station infrastructure.
Wow. And do we know, is there any way to measure return on investment here? I mean, do we think, or is there any understanding of what they prevented?
Yeah, look, the problem is still there. And you can see from why now we are jumping to stage 6 and stage 8, and perhaps stage 16. So it means the problem is still there, because we've always come out from as far as 2019 saying there's a lot of sabotage at Eskom. But the sabotage is mainly driven because of the procurement issue. And if that is the case, even though one can guard the power station, like we've seen, we've got like 800 and something odd soldiers, but still the problem is this. And now they've put extra guards with this fidelity. The problem is still there. So, but they justify that, no, they're doing a covert operation and real-time intelligence to help the police, and but they are going nowhere. So it means they don't know how to diagnose this particular problem, but just to throw in money and numerous large amount of money every time.
What worries me is that to some extent we have no idea really what's going on. What we do know is what Andre de Reiter is saying. We know what the result is because we don't have electricity. And we also know that there has to be a campaign to discredit him because of some of the allegations that he's made. So the more incompetent we can make him seem, well, then the less of a reflection he is and his words are on the ANC and on Eskom itself. How do we, as almost an innocent public or innocent bystanders, try and navigate this? Because I sometimes feel that we are victims of information abuse here.
Yeah, look, I think if one wants to get the clarity of all this thing, because now it has become a point that it's a racism issue, people are angry, and there's political interference, and then people are protecting one another, even inside Eskom. And remember also, we don't want to blow our own horn, but we've done such numerous work at Eskom to identify some of these challenges. So I think a commission of inquiry will do justice, whereby everybody gathers in the room, and we get the retired judges, but we must get the honorable judges like Judge Cameroon and Mukwen to lead this investigation. And the truth will come out, because even myself, I can, where I'm standing, I can boldly say some of the stuff that the director has uncovered, it is true, but it's just a drop in an ocean.
Yeah, so we actually really do need to uncover it. The problem is, again, is we've had commissions before and we've uncovered it, but then the result or the follow through is fairly limited. So I think that South Africans are also a little bit skeptical about spending more and more money on inquiries. Would you say in this case that this is money that we should be spending in order to try and unpick what has gone on and what is going on at Eskom?
Yeah, no, no. This is, like I said, it's a wasteful expenditure of funds, and it's very, very, very. I mean, for all of us, it's common cause. We know that people are breaking the power station, some of the engineers, and remember, people who are sabotaging Eskom, they know Eskom from the back of their head. Like,
yeah.
If they hire a contract at Eskom, you mustn't be less than 10 years worth of experience in engineering field. So you must bear in mind that when they get into the power station, they know even a manhole that can be used to come out of the power station from a coal yard and enter whilst the troops or the soldiers are just standing at the gate and other guards. So the people who break the power station, they are well known, and they know the power station from the back of their head. And some, they even feel entitled that they own this power station because of their forefathers used to even work there. You'll be shocked. So that's what I'm saying. Let there be a commissioner of inquiry, but this time around, they must summon all of us who have had the privilege of entering into the power station and investigating, and the community at large will know the truth.
Yeah, and the reality is the truth is probably many things. You know, just because Andre de Ruyter might have been one thing doesn't mean he's something else. In other words, he might not have been that competent, but he might have at least tried to get rid of corruption. Many things can be true at the same time. And I think what we often do is we like absolutes. We feel much more comfortable in one set of reality, but things aren't like that, and they are nuanced. And the only way that we'll ever get to the bottom of this is, I guess, if we follow this route. What do you think? 34519 or 061-895-1019. That was Kelvin Rafadi. He is a forensic investigator at BizTracers. He is very clued up on what is going on and what has been going on. He's been sharing this information with us over the last couple of months.